Thank you very much, Pastor Trevor. Thank you once again to the congregation for having me. And thank you, Mr. Andrew, as well, for giving me this platform to come and share once again to the church. So basically what I shared about this whole weekend was a bit of my journey and how I was looking at the destination and God was showing me destiny. And it was a solo car trip in Volcom. Not much else to do there. So I was in the car there and I said, God, take my hand. You know, the same thing that song says. He said, God, take my hand because I no longer have the strength. I no longer know, you know, the destination which I was aiming to seems like it's not going according to plan. So take my hand and show me destiny. And God shines in the darkest corners of the world. And I firmly believe as well that in any corner, you know, one should be able to shine their light. And God took my hand and he said, you don't have to shine your light in this dark corner of Volcom, thankfully. And I came back home. And when I came back home, you know, there was an opportunity for me to have a scholarship in Europe. And I was like, yeah, God, I see what you're doing, yeah. I should shine my light in the south of Spain, in Ibiza, you know, along the beach, next to Gibraltar. Made perfect sense now why I didn't work out in Volcom. And God said, not quite, you know. You're not finished here at home. And I found myself being in PE again and looking to go back to playing for Eastern Province and just doing the stuff that I had begun in Motherwell. And I remember going into 2022 saying, this is the year of more. You know, every year I have an analogy that I use. I'm like, 2022, the year of more. And I had started, added an extra program from the one that I was doing in 2021, the Christmas drive and the Motherwell Primary School. I added the high school. And pretty much it was during the rugby season, so it was a rush between rushing to Motherwell and rushing to training. And the rugby season ends around May. So I was very minimalistic with the program that I was doing. It's pretty simple, bring a ball, get people around and get them playing and get them training and trying to inspire them and empower them through rugby. And the season was ending now and we get 6 to 8 month contracts at Eastern Province. So I was wondering, Esty, but okay, what am I gonna do for the rest of the year? And pretty much I'm like, it doesn't really matter. All I need to do is pitch up this Wednesday and do this at the primary school and do this at the high school. And yeah, so God put in my heart that this is gonna be the year of more. And in May, I got a call from United Through Sports and Nick called me in and he said, there's a new program in which the Khaleesi Foundation wants to start and do in Zwide. And he'd like me to manage the sporting aspect of it, you know? And I was like, okay. So I went from being in confusion as what's gonna happen for the next 6 months. And I went from serving on Wednesdays 60 kids to looking at serving and creating a program for 6 schools. And now you're looking at over 3,000 kids. And you know, this program is called the Siya Pakama program, which stands for Siya's name and then Siya's mother's name, who's Pakama. So put together Siya Pakama. And in English, that means we are rising. You know, and I always, when I speak of the program, you know, I speak of, we used to want inclusion, you know, inclusion into the sports leagues, inclusion into the teams. But now with this program, we're looking at domination. You know, now we're building our own and we wanna basically not just participate. Now we're looking at means and how to dominate. And, you know, it's a program in which we're looking to recreate the wheel with regards to the life story of Siya coming from the township, but now we're being more intentional about it. So how are we being more intentional? So in these schools, you know, we place 2 coaches per school. So 2 coaches per school are placed around these 5 schools, creating a mini hub. So what do these coaches do? These coaches are at the schools 8 until 4 o'clock. They run physical education lessons from grade R right through to grade 7. So your grade R to 3 is your more foundation phase. So they're working on gross motor skills. So making sure that the child can run and balance when it's time to jump, or when they're catching a ball, they don't catch with their body, but they get their hands out. So it's those small intricate details with the foundation phase kids. And then with the intermediate phase kids, it's more your sports specific physical education, your push-ups and all those sort of things. And then after school, we have three sporting codes in which the coaches coach the kids in. So we got soccer, we got rugby, and we have netball. And it's only two coaches, so we'd have to hire other coaches for the third sport. So what we found is that now we've had people that have been influenced by coaches, people that are passionate about sport that could not monetize that. All of a sudden now we're giving them a platform and we're giving them an opportunity to be a role model, the same role model that they had that made them attracted to the sport, that gave them the passion of sport. Now it was their opportunity to give back. And these were people that were previously unemployed. So now you're not just tackling the issue of sports in schools, but you're also tackling the issue of the youth in unemployment. And I feel like one of the biggest tragedies in life is having a passion and not being able to monetize it. And that passion not being able to feed you. And that passion now, instead of it being a passion, it becomes sort of a burden. You know, so it gave you this passion of rugby, but you know, you're not making the teams. So what do you do then? And that's when the Khaleesi Foundation came with this program of putting youth that come from those areas back into the schools to plow back. And it's been an incredible journey. One that's been life-changing. The program I see is one that could be seen as a blueprint with regards to how schools and in the township, especially in our communities, can adapt sport, but not just sport to participate, but uniformed and consistent and quality sporting coaching in order to grow our youth. And just a few moments that have stood out, you know, there was a day we were speaking to sponsors of the people that fund the project, and it was KFC. So all the Turans at KFC guys, they go to the project, so please feel free. So when they ask you for the Turans, you know where they're going. And it was Energies. Total Energies was there. It was Ubuntu Foundation. And I sat there and I knew the person that was representing Ubuntu was my best friend's dad that I grew up with in Bluewater Bay. United Through Sports, who's running the sporting aspect of it, who I'm working for, was Nick, who I went to the UK with in an underprivileged tour in 2009 when I was 13. Rachel Khaleesi's brother is Joel Smith, who I played rugby against with in varsity. He played for UCT. And the person representing Red Bull was Zooks, who's someone that I met at varsity during those 2 a.m. nights at the study lab, and you'd be popping up with a Red Bull. And, you know, I sat there and I told them this, and I'm like, that very moment, it felt like God placed you there. God placed me there specifically. And looking around that room, I realized that maybe it wasn't the son of Ibiza, but the son of Zwide. That I was meant to bask under. And, you know, the project has brought so many moments to those children. You know, just the first game we ever had, we have our own mini league that we created amongst those six schools. The first game we had, there was over 500 people there. We couldn't control the field because everyone was so excited. Yeah, so it's been such a journey, and if I could show you guys the pictures and the videos of just the emotion in the kids' faces. You know, I was saying to Bruce yesterday, there was one kid who had a last kick in the finals. So we had a finals day, and he had a last free kick, and he put the ball down, and his coach shouted some order, and he just gave the coach a shop, and that boy kicked the ball over the wall, typical David Beckham style, and it went into the goals, and his whole school erupted and ran onto the field. And as that boy turned around to celebrate, I could see the tears coming down his eyes. You know, that was such a big moment in his life. That was such a big moment for him. And then while the school was rushing, there was another little boy who ran on, and that boy just dropped to his knees, and he did this. and you thank the Lord, like as emphatic as anyone would. You know, he literally ran and he dropped to his knees and he just thanked the Lord for that goal. You know, and that's what sport has the power to do. You know, without sports, let's forget about the fundamentals of life in which sports teaches you. But those moments of playing in front of your school, those moments that you will never forget, those moments where you have to step up despite the fear, despite the nerves, you know, those are moments that you carry right through life. And those boys, we didn't just give them those moments, we gave them the ability to dream. The ability to dream is such a powerful thing, because now if the boy sees that Patrick Mayo, the former Bafana Bafana player, came from Zwide, then all of a sudden he's 11 years old, he scored the winning goal. All of a sudden he has something that he feels he might be destined to be. So now instead of going to the taverns, he's looking for a soccer club, a local soccer club, apart from the school. You know, so I feel that is what we were put there in Zwide to do, to revive the sport in the community. We started with 5 schools and we're gonna look to grow as we go on, and we're gonna look to add more sports. So just basically sharing on that. That's my journey with the Zwide project, the Siya Pakama project. Please be on the lookout for it, and hopefully we can revive the city and many other communities through this initiative. Thank you, man.